It looks like I just almost made it under the wire.
You made it.
Perfect.
So we have a quorum.
Sir.
So I guess at that point, we should probably call the meeting to order today at 10:01. Welcome, everybody. It's been a while. Okay. Annual report and review.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. So this will be your, this is sort of like narrow, very small font piece of paper, sort of awkwardly put together here. I submitted the annual report on behalf of this group. There are a few highlights that I do want to make sure I take the time to point out. This year, the town was able to partner with William James College, as you all know, for the Interface Community Health Mental Health Platform, getting expedited referrals. That's a major milestone for us, especially as we bring on our mental health liaison. We continued our community paramedicine program, offering preventative programs, such as blood pressure clinics, and certification programs, such as community CPR courses. We also started a no reservation transportation loop, where folks could just jump on our buses, take a ride to Roach Brothers without having to make an appointment, which has been a pretty big hit so far. And as I mentioned before the meeting, we have a new full-time driver. We're hoping we can expand that a bit more as well. Moving on, we have expanded the coordinator offerings to be present at the Avalon, the Shovelwork Apartments, Roche Brothers, Northeastern Savings Bank, and we've hosted a litany of new programs, especially programs that are low cost. And Frothingham Hall had over 10,000 visitors this year, which is a pretty impressive number. There is, this is about 20 pages, so I don't expect everybody to look through it immediately, but you can feel free to pass it around. I took the liberty of creating sort of a visual aid that I think will complement the written report. My impression is a lot of residents don't read the written report and don't necessarily know all that our department accomplishes. So in this, I acknowledge both the boards that we support. We penned a brief letter to the community highlighting all the things we think makes our department special. In it, I sort of tried to articulate that there are essential services in town, you know, DPW, fire, police. I'm not so disillusioned to think that the community programs team is essential at that particular level or in that particular way. But I like to think, and I wanted to share this with the community, that we think of ourselves as sort of like the smile and the outstretched hand in the community, inviting folks in, which is essential in its own way. So in this, you'll highlight some of the things that we do with regard to programming. there's not a lot of really good summative numbers and how many participations we had, total programs prior to my arrival, so we're not really able to do the compare and contrast. You know, Lynn, it might be easier if I just send that out digitally to everybody after the fact. It's a bit long. So I'll send a link out to everybody so you can enjoy and read through it.
Thank you.
Did you write that?
Yes. It's long.
I'm sure.
But we do a lot. And some of the more important things that I want to pull out of it is our office not only does programming, but we manage the parks and the recreational assets. It's about 32 acres of parkland. We don't really mess with the conservation land, but we also manage this 5,000 square foot building. And we actually hired about 137 people this year across all of our program areas. That number actually isn't as representative as I think it might be. Some of those people, while they're not full-time employees, if you look at this building in particular, the weekly program staff that we have as hourly employees, they are here pretty regularly and scheduled daily, and they are become sort of an entrenched part of our offerings. I anticipate next year that number will be a little bit higher. It is volunteer heavy and somewhat on like the evening and weekend programs as well. And you know, in the last few years, we've tripled the programming here for fitness, and we've been able to offer 40 unique social educational component programs as well. And as many of you know, our office is highly aware of the fixed income for seniors, but we have prioritized trying to make all of our programs as affordable as possible. If you look at almost every program that's in this building, I would say 75% of them are $5 or less per session or per day. And the fitness program is actually less than that. It's actually about $3 per session. Compared to our peers, it's a lot less. But then on sort of like the afternoon and weekend programs, we've been able to keep about 20% of our programs at $5 a day and about 50% of our programs at $10 a day or less. So really trying to keep an eye on the affordability aspect and trying to remove barriers so folks can come in. And then with publications like this, like the coordinator, like that master brochure that goes out online, a lot of what we're doing is trying to make people aware of everything that we have to offer. I think putting everything in one booklet is really helpful in just raising awareness, because I don't know that people necessarily make the connections that what we do here during the day is the same group that does stuff on weekends, that manages the parks, and it is really community focused. So with that, we have this report submitted to record. I will share this is a digital version for you all to browse. But we're looking at a bright year ahead in 2025 as well, calendar year 24 and fiscal year 25 as well. And I appreciate all the insight that you all have given, and we wouldn't have been able to accomplish or achieve these priorities without your insights.
And thanks for everything you do.
Any questions?
Is that what you did on your vacation?
My vacation's next week. I can promise you I won't be doing much work on it.
No, I just figured you were out for a while. I figured you were working on that the whole time.
No.
Showing your dedication to the job and the town.
Definitely dedicated to the town. This was a little bit of a labor of love, but yeah. I think my hope is not only you all can get the recognition and sort of visual aids to the written report, but the community as a whole has a firm grasp on what community engagement programming does and how the COA, how the Rec Commission sort of fit into it and help us achieve more for everybody. There's a lot of family and intergenerational programs too that we run.
Are you going to post that online for the whole community?
We will, yeah. So this will live on the website where we publish the coordinator and Engaged in Easton, and we'll update it each year so folks can see the progress that we've made. Well, hopefully progress that we've made. So I think that it concludes the notes I have for the annual report. If there's any questions on it, happy to.
Okay. Programming update.
So we are getting ready for summer now. The town pool will be opening on 7/1. We plan to spend a good portion of the month of June ramping that up, passing our Board of Health inspection, getting our lifeguards trained. There are some substantial differences to the town pool this year, from our community survey that I had shared with all of you. The survey was pretty comprehensive, and it covered a lot of ground and a lot of major themes, but we feel pretty comfortable in enacting some more strategic changes that I think are able to achieve a lot of what the public's been asking for. So I'll sort of build on each one of these. So first and foremost, we will start taking credit card payments at the town pool. The recreation software that we purchased a little over a year ago at this point was purchased with thought in the back of my mind that is one of the few that has the point of sale compatibility, where you can walk up, tap a credit card, and your payment will go through instead of fumbling around looking for quarters and whatever to get your grandkids.
What's the fee?
The fees will do our day fee of $5, and then all of the memberships haven't changed. There are some changes to membership, but I'll come to that at the end. When those terminals are not available at the pool, they will be here, so we'll be able to take credit card payments with Tap to Pay in this building from late August to June, so most of the year. Oh, sorry, I thought I had another question. Additionally, we're looking at putting some play structures at the pool in these sort of tucked away spaces where it might be good for young families with kids. We just received approval, and we are purchasing an accessible beach wheelchair for folks who might need some assistance getting into the water and out of the water. It'd be great for seniors. It would be great for people that might have physical limitations or cognitive disabilities. That will be on site, hopefully, by the opening day on July 1st. And we're pretty excited about that. That was in collaboration with the Commission on Disability, the Rec Commission, and a few other groups as well. What else am I looking at here? The more substantial change will be in an effort to, a lot of the community request was the hours didn't really work for folks. In trying to find a way to make that work, we were able to double the hours, but we're going to reallocate lifeguard hours to the busiest times. If we looked at our time and attendance for Monday through Thursday, it was a lot lower. It was usually parents with young kids or retirees who wanted to visit the pool. That will become an open swim and unlifeguarded period. There will still be staff on site. We're not just going to leave it wide open to the public. We'll have staff in the snack shack. There'll be Red Cross trained in CPR, AED certification. All emergency equipment will still be on site. The one caveat is we won't charge fees. We're not going to provide lifeguards. We won't make you pay for parking, and it'll be free access. Lifeguards will be on site Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
What about the liability?
Yeah.
So we had it cleared with the town insurer and town council. Oh. We'll post some signage letting folks know there won't be lifeguards on duty. I have a press release that should be going out probably tomorrow or Monday at the latest. Make sure the public's totally aware. Again, we'll still have staff on site, phones, everybody that is there doing swim lessons, which most of our swim lesson instructors are lifeguards.
Mm-hmm.
And our program support staff have some form of risk management training, and they all know our emergency action protocol. If something goes wrong, they won't be surveying the water. Some of the initial conversation we had is most of the kids that go there, the parents aren't just dropping them off and saying, go play in the water. They are having a watchful eye on their young ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then with that, a majority of our attendance is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, so we'll keep our normal four-guard rotation on the weekends. It is sort of the Goldilocks situation for us to provide affordable options where our retirees may not have to pay if they choose to go on weekdays. It'll allow us to actually provide more swim lessons that are a public health interest and teaching kids how to swim during the day. And we still do supervise sort of the higher risk portions of our schedule as well. And then with that, all of our fees are either staying the same or sort of regressing back a little bit based on this proposal. Ultimately, it is sort of like the Goldilocks with it, more hours, less fees, and the town will actually be able to take back between $5,000 and $15,000, depending on how the schedule goes, which is a good cost we're normally eating. So I'm not blind to some of the risks that are associated with it. I think the publications that we put out there, the press releases, making the public aware of the change is a big component. But ultimately, it's probably the closest thing we get to a win across the board for a lot of the things that we're worried about.
I want to voice that I am not a fan of this policy.
I appreciate it.
One woman's opinion.
Why is that?
I think it's dangerous. Just a matter of course, there was a discussion, a gentleman in town had a heart attack. His son happened to be present. His son was at home. His son was CPR trained because his son, and was able to get to it, and so quickly he saved his life. I think not to have people there immediately watching to pull someone out of the water. I have a thing about water safety.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's paramount.
I have, my one question would be, there are kids that are 9, 10, 11, 12 years old that, is there a requirement that a parent be there with them?
Yeah, it's not a drop-off facility. You're not allowed to leave a child unattended.
Okay.
So what?
And that's posted and
yep.
Known to all.
Yeah, it's part of the guidelines for using the facility.
Okay.
One quick component, just to provide my two cents there. So the facility isn't unmanned. There will be 2 to 3 staff members present that are all CPR certified. There are AEDs on site, there's backboards. They do have phones present to do exactly what a lifeguard would do, of providing life-saving care as well as phoning the police to start the emergency chain of response. So it's not going to be totally unstaffed.
I understand, and I get it, and I can. But the difference between having someone on the dock watching if someone goes under versus someone hearing about it in the snack shack, those minutes are critical.
Sure.
So just one.
And that is true.
Yeah. You know, it's.
I just think that young kids are, and again, not little kids, but that, you know, that middle school age group, they're unpredictable and
yeah, they start horsing around. And
well, you just don't want anything bad to happen. You know, that's just.
It's deep in the other side. If a kid jumps in and doesn't realize, or I'm just sorry that's the case. I'm sorry we can't have it both ways.
Yeah.
Right.
We must have been invincible. We made it this far.
But not everyone did.
I know. Before the town pool opens up to the general public, I don't know about anybody else here, but I haven't been down the town pool for probably 40 years. I just think it would, you know, could there be like an open house and you'd have like, you know, an open thing for the town so that, you know, like Recreation Commission can go down there and take a look at it previous to an opening, you know, on a...
Oh, sure.
You know, Sunday afternoon or something before it opens up, and, you know, just give everybody a chance to go down and see the place. I don't know.
It's kind of hidden, you know.
It is, yeah.
So, and there's nothing really to draw you in. I mean, people drive by it all the time for years, 40 years, however long it's been.
They used to have the big water tower right there, but, you know, that's not there anymore. Some that the high school kids used to vandalize back in the day.
No.
I just think it would be nice because, I mean, as I said, I haven't been there in probably 30 or 40 years. I don't know about anybody else.
I would say 30 years for me at least, since my kids were little.
Yeah, so I mean, it's, I just think it would be a good thing. And if you publicize it enough, maybe more people would go down there and check it out before it opens. So.
When does it open?
July 1st. We've historically, the first day has been free. The first day, I believe, falls on a Wednesday this year, so it would fall in that community open swim period to be free anyways. Given that the first day is usually the busiest, we'll probably have lifeguards on duty for that particular day. And we'll bring back touch of trucks as well, and all those fun programs to go along with it on weekends and Thursdays. Mm-hmm.
Do they have an area where it's marked off, where it gets deeper?
The first dock signifies that, and then usually it's between like 6 inches and about 2 feet up until that first dock, 3 feet. Having been there a number of times, most of the kids don't really wade below their waist because it is a little bit chilly, and the lap swim is almost non-existent from what I can tell.
I don't even remember even what it looks like.
It's been a long time.
My daughter, I think, was only maybe 5 years old or something when I took her there. So that's almost 50 years
ago. We got fresh sand over there. It's getting raked.
All my kids took swimming lessons at the town pool.
Mine too.
Yeah. And my daughter went in, and that was when they first, just about first opened. When did they open it up the first time? Well, the water was muddy.
Yeah.
She wouldn't go in.
It's a little turbid, but
she did not like it at all. I could not get her in there no matter what.
Well,
we had to give her private lessons.
Originally came from Flyaway.
Yeah, I know.
And then when Flyaway, the dam broke and the pond left, they were trying to get water to come slowly through. There was a small little brook, and that's what
muddy.
Made it really dirty. And again, way back when I was on recreation, because the town water supply used to come from there. So we had them drill down into where the town well used to be, and that's where the water now comes from for the pool.
Hmm.
Oh. Little history.
Wondering where the good water was coming from.
So you can drink it.
Yeah, I mean, it was just, that was back in the
if you
late
to.
70s.
I've been able to drink the water for so long.
But it was really bad.
It was bad.
Yeah. No, I mean,
no matter what I did, could not get
if you don't get
it
fresh water coming
water.
In, it's awfully hard to sit there and try and filter it and, you know, get it up to the correct safe levels to go swimming in.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's shocked with chlorine now, so it is a lot cleaner, from
yeah.
what I understand, than it had previously been. And we'll be able to, one other positive, we'll be able to expand the hours to be consistent from 9 or 9:30 to 6 p.m. each night. So we'll be able to utilize a little bit more of the day. One of the chief complaints was, you know, I have little kids, they nap at certain hours during mm-hmm. the day. It's hard if I can't bring them in the morning to play in the mm-hmm. sand. Similarly, if you're a working parent, you get out at 4 or 4:30, there's not really an opportunity for you to come home, pack everything up, bring them over to the beach mm-hmm. as well. So the one important thing is that this is a two-way door. You can always go back through it if mm-hmm. it doesn't really go how you hoped. If there's any sort of unforeseen issues, we can always adjust as well. It's not mm-hmm. necessarily fixed and written in stone forever. Mm-hmm. But I did want to make you all aware of it, you know, with our senior population being one of the more frequent users. I felt it was appropriate to pass it along here.
I do appreciate the time and thought that went into it.
Substantial.
Yeah,
and,
I can hear that.
You know, this group, a lot of groups really only get sort of like the surface level, this is sort of the information you need to get. There were a series of conversations on how do we approach this, or there are certain guardrails we can put on to put it, make it as safe as possible. Mm-hmm. Should there be extra trainings? And we ultimately feel pretty good about how we have, but again, we know that there will need to be minor refinements as we move forward, as there are with any other project or initiative. So that concludes the notes item, the town pool. I do have some other programming here as well. It's been a while since we met, but since the egg hunt was quite a bit ago, I wanted to provide an update on that. We had over 170 attendees, which is, from what I understand, probably one of the most highest attended we've had. I do want to give a quick shout out to the planning department for coming and attending. They did some tabling from the MBTA zoning. It seems like that went terrific. Our dementia support group has kicked off. That's the first and last Thursday of each month. Totally free program for caregivers of folks with dementia. That can always be a really, really difficult situation to navigate. It's impacted my life, and I'm sure it's impacted others' lives in this room as well. Tax prep concluded on the 18th of April. We served over 180 people again this year in filing their taxes for free. On May 8th, we have our floral arrangement program and a partnership with the Garden Club coming back. It's May 8th from 1:30 to 2:30. That'll be $5 to participate in. That covers the cost of the flowers and the department will subsidize. We have a Living with Wildlife presentation run by Mass Audubon Society on May 12th from 11 to noon. This will provide sort of like a very wonderful and educational information session on the environmental and nature components of East End as a town and sort of our region. The library will be working with us on a free technology class. They'll be doing one-on-one sessions in this room for most of the day. If it goes well, we'll end up making this sort of a quarterly thing for folks to bring in their issues and sort of sort it out with them and their tech experts. Last but not least, we're looking to collect some more photos for programs for future marketing. A lot of the pictures that we use in some of our other brochures are either like clip art or they are stock photos from the internet for certain programs. Jeff Shea and I are really hoping to get pictures of what it looks like to be here, because mm-hmm. I think that would be a little bit more inviting for folks than just seeing sort of like generic yoga picture number one. So we're working with the fitness instructors and social program instructors to come in, get pictures of the group. Those who are willing and able. Jean's volunteered to be our model for the Swedish weaving group.
Yeah, I'm getting a bunch of stuff to show what it looks like.
So that'll be an initiative we have coming forward so we can put out some more accurate representations of the programs that we offer.
Can I make a suggestion on that
for
the pictures? I'm not sure if they do have a camera club or a photo club at the high school, but it might be able to give them a chance to get some, a little bit of experience and come down and get to take pictures and get to meet some of the people that are down here and kind of get us a working relationship with the schools.
I tried the library's photo club, but it sounds like it's not as active as it once was, but that's a really good suggestion. I'll see if OA has something.
I'm sure a kid, one or two kids would be happy to get out of class to come down here and take pictures.
They were doing a friendly day or something, the seniors this year. They were all down the donut shop this morning. Going around doing some
kindness.
I couldn't think of a word. There was a bunch of them that came in. We said, "Well, are all the seniors doing that today?"
No, it's an every year thing. It's in honor of that. There was a boy whose last name was Ness. Who passed away senior year of high school, maybe
2 or 3 years ago. But they said, I says, "Oh." It's a whole bunch of our seniors there. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're going to help all of us? Mm-hmm. They said, well, maybe someday.
Oh, yes, we are.
We just get them laughing about that one.
Excellent. That is all I have for the programming update today.
I have a question. Does anyone know where in town they do training, CRP trainings?
What is it?
Do I have the right word?
CPR.
Thank you. I knew I was wrong.
Well, there was something on Facebook that
CPR.
Nicole Beattie Falcon was, I think, the organizer, to be honest with you, I don't remember the details, but there is a training coming up.
Someone said maybe the fire department does it, but so I don't know who that woman is.
She's involved with something called CERT, CERT. I don't know what that
is
either.
Oh, that's through the emergency. That's probably related to the fire and police.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, okay.
So the town is hosting our office in collaboration with the fire department to put on community CPR classes. We have one that filled up instantly, I think in 2 weeks. There will be two more in June.
Good.
And the usual price for those is like $80 to $90. We're going to end up doing it for about $30 to $35.
Where do you sign up?
Online. We have in that community program portal we have on the town's website.
So in that community portal, where would I find that? That's.
So if you are on.
Going to the Town of Easton.
If you're on the Town of Easton website, if you go to the Community Engagement Programming page, my page.
And that's what it's called.
Yep, Community Engagement Programming page. On the left-hand side, there will be a button that says Register for Programs. That'll shoot you right into the Community Program Portal. And we host, so that falls under that Community Paramedicine Program offering that I was talking about earlier. We do CPR. We do community mental health trainings. We do, we're doing a car seat booster class where the fire department will come, give you a free car seat, install it, make sure it's all situated. Size appropriate for your child if they're not necessarily a newborn. We do a bike safety class as well. Those are all coming up this summer.
That's great.
Those are all good things.
Yeah. They're all listed on that portal as well, and they tend to fill up quickly, but we try to offer a few sessions as staffing permits.
After we heard about the gentleman who had the heart attack, my husband and I decided that we both had to get CPR trained in case.
Was that Rob?
Yeah.
I heard that today.
Yeah, I was sorry to hear that someone in town.
Current president of the Easton Lions Club.
Really?
Is the one that had
Rob
the
Goodrich.
Massive heart attack going for, I think, quadruple bypass. I saw him Sunday down the Cape at a Lions convention. So, I mean, that's how quick these things can happen. So,
and because his son had the training, he was able to keep him alive until the ambulance got there. If his son had not done that, he probably would have passed. So my understanding was there was a whole thing at the meeting about get trained because with with David Mudd. Yeah. It was very impactful, but hopefully he will be all right because of that training. So.
So moving on to other, we have the acceptance of the March 7th, which seems like a long time ago.
It does.
It was.
It was complicated.
And you got to update the bottom part here. It says our meeting is on 4-4.
I didn't make that sheet.
I know. So I guess we have to go for the acceptance of the minutes from the March 7th meeting.
That should be all the way in the back of your packet.
Yeah, and we have copies here, and I believe they were sent in an email previously. So I will accept a motion to accept. Okay, we're on TV, so you should probably speak up too. And a second to accept them? Motion to accept?
I'll second.
Okay. With a first and second for the approval of the minutes, we'll vote on it. All approve?
Aye.
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 Any negatives? Seeing none, motion passes. Well, we go down to staff notes.
Staff notes. Town meeting reminder, May 20th. I won't be able to see you all in advance of that, so I do just want to make sure I put that on your radar. We discussed, as the meeting was starting here, we will be providing transportation. All you need to do is call for Rottingham Hall. Must reserve by Wednesday, May 15th. Information about the meeting and the warrant associated with it can be found on the town clerk's website on the town's main page. Again, feel free to call Rottingham Hall. We will put you into our appointment booklet if you need a ride.
Great.
Okay. Any member notes? I've got one. I'm staying on the board, but come June, July 1st, we're going to have a reorganization. I'm just putting it out ahead of time that I'm not going to be chairman. So the rest of you can think about it and discuss it and ask. You've seen what I do, so there's really not much.
You've done a great job. Thank you.
I just want, give somebody else a chance.
Sure.
So you've got 2 months to figure it out.
I suppose we will put it on the May agenda. We can talk about a board reorganization and who would like to step into a chair role. And I suppose vice chair as well, Donna. You served that role dutifully in last year. So I will add that to our May agenda.
Okay.
And also, we got to be not meeting in July and August.
I wouldn't put up a fight if you all wanted to say that. That's a busy pair of months for me.
What was that again?
No meetings in July and August.
Oh. Okay, then I guess we'd have to vote on it in June.
Right? We took... Yeah,
we did that for years. Probably since I've been on the board.
When is the next meeting?
That's what I was going to ask next.
That was my last question. So... I'm out of the country 2 weeks in May. I get back the 20th. I can do either the final weeks in May, or we can look at the first week of June.
That could then be our May and June meeting.
Why don't we do that? First week in June, and that'll cover... Okay.
First week in June? Does anybody know that they won't be able to make a certain date?
What's the date?
The 6th.
That'd be the 6th.
So then that will take care of it until September. If we vote on not meeting in the summer.
I like that.
Does that sound good to you?
Yeah. We can do a virtual meeting too if people want
to.
No.
I don't like those.
This would be June 6th on a Thursday.
10 to 11,
yeah. Sounds good to me.
June 6th.
Good to me, too.
That's
okay.
When are you? I thought
June
you said
6th.
May.
No, they're going to have combination.
So So it's going to be a moon meeting? M-U-N-E? May and June? I'm sorry.
That was okay.
Well, I got a roll of the eyes over there, so.
Sorry.
And where are you going on your vacation?
We'll start in Cape Town, South Africa.
Whoa!
And then we'll go to Kruger National Park for a safari, and then we will do a 5-day beach trip in Mauritius, so about 2 weeks in total.
Very cool.
Holy smokes.
How long is that flight?
9 or 10 hours.
Oh, well, that's
depending if we get hit with the jet stream.
I went to Japan.
It might.
That was a long flight.
I know. How was your trip?
It was good. The flight from, I left Boston at 1:30 in the morning, and you think, oh God, all I can do it now, I can just fall asleep. No, you can't.
Right.
It's dinner time.
Oh yeah.
They gotta feed you.
Where did you go?
Japan.
Oh, that was your recent trip.
Yeah. And so of course you eat, and then you can't sleep. And I went from Boston to Hong Kong, which was probably about 14 hours. Next time I'm going to get a step up from economy, just to give you a little bit more leg room. And when they load you on the plane, they load you midsection, because they don't want you to see first class, where when we left the plane, they let you through first class. They got the seats that stretch out, they flatten out into a bed, you know, and it just like, you're just sitting there going, you're sitting there. And so then it was, I got to Hong Kong, and then it was a 3-hour wait there, and then 4 hours to Tokyo.
How long was the total flight?
It was about 14 or 15 hours.
Yeah, this, I just Googled it, it says 18.
Oh, okay.
I might have you beat.
Okay.
I spent a day on a plane.
Oh, it just.
Hopefully it's not accurate. Do you have a stopover at all?
No.
Are you in economy?
Are you
I'm on a town salary here, Matt. What do you think this
no,
is?
No, I know. I'm going to tell you the one thing that people told me, the most important thing, get some compression socks.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was
a
miracle.
Let me put this in the member notes here for a minute.
We're going in May to Barcelona, and we got the extra leg room, and then just the other day, they canceled our flight, and we're going to miss a day of the trip, and we lost our extra leg. Now we're like at the, like, really?
That's terrible.
Did you reschedule it?
We did, but, they put us on the next day, which meant we missed a day of the trip. And then we went on, and we didn't have the seats that we had arranged for that gave us. So now we're like a little annoyed.
I'd be very annoyed.
Plus, we've paid for that extra day that we're staying there, and it's like,
yeah, that's a shame.
Dumb you into money.
You know, there's no winning with these. The airports, the flying is just off.
Did you see Mayor Pete yesterday change the rules that if they bump you, they have to give you an immediate refund on it?
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, check it out.
Yeah.
You might have some money coming to you.
Well, we should, everyone travel safely.
Yep.
Yes.
All right, so the time is 10:40. Take a motion for adjournment.
I move we adjourn.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Yeah.
Unanimous. Can't understand why nobody wants to stay inside a building on a sunny day.
Yeah, finally we have sunshine.
Yes.
Joe, are you taking your children with you? Do you have kids?
Oh, what children? I don't have children.
You don't have kids? Oh,
not yet.
That's a good thing.
I have a dog. I'd love to bring him. He played with the cheetahs and giraffes.
What are you going to do with her?